This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We close today with a fish tale, a story of freshwater sturgeon, probably best known for being the fish that produces Russian caviar, but which can actually be found the world over, including here. For about 2 weeks in the middle of winter, fishermen on Lake Winnebago in Wisconsin drive out onto the ice. They build themselves little huts, and they try their hand at spearing with a spear, one of those prized sturgeon. Julia Kramer is the special projects editor at Bon Appetit magazine. She went out to Lake Winnebago last winter to see sturgeon spearing season firsthand. Julia, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I need you to explain for me how it came to pass that you were driving around on a frozen Lake Winnebago in February, because it doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun.
Oh, well, it was kind of my dream come true. I grew up in the Midwest, and I had heard about the sturgeon spearing season on Lake Winnebago, which is a 215-square-mile lake, sort of halfway between Milwaukee and Green Bay.
Yeah.
And I said to my boss, I would love to go to Wisconsin and do a story about this and just sort of see why people are sitting out on this frozen lake for days at a time, hoping to spear a sturgeon. And everyone in the room kind of laughed, except for my editor-in-chief. And he was like, really? You want to do that? Okay, yeah, sure, go ahead.
All right, now, about the fish itself, you paint an extremely unappetizing picture of it. The people up there, most of them say it's not all that delicious. It's not like you can go to a restaurant and buy it and eat it anyway, right?
Yeah, this was shocking to me because some of my interest in the story came from the fact that I love to eat smoked sturgeon. I obviously am a fan of sturgeon caviar, sturgeon roe. And so I thought, oh, you know, I bet when I'm there researching this story, I can go to the local supper club and get a sturgeon sandwich or whatever. And that's not what happens at all. In fact, it's not legal to sell the sturgeon in any establishment. So you sort of have to know people. And it's very much a community activity where when someone spears a sturgeon, maybe a couple weeks later, they'll smoke it and they'll invite their friends over and serve it to them. But you would never find it in a restaurant.
So you got to know a guy who knows a guy.
Exactly. And Wow. Now, since I've been once, I know a few guys, which is great.
Can we talk for a second, actually, since you mentioned it, about the caviar? Sturgeon, this is the same fish that the Russian caviar has made famous, right?
A very similar fish. Uh-huh. So back in the day, I mean, the Great Lakes were full of sturgeon, which are huge fish. I mean, people are hoping to spear a fish that weighs upward of 100 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And they're sort of beastly creatures. And they were very prized. There was actually sort of a caviar craze, you could say, in the 1890s. And because of that, it wiped out most of the sturgeon population in the Great Lakes. But somehow, this sturgeon population in Lake Winnebago hung on. And you can really get this very prized fish and this prized roe right in Wisconsin, whereas people think of it as this Russian delicacy.
Yeah. Would you do it again, all in?
I would totally do it again. I was very sad to miss it this past year.
Julia Kramer, she is a senior editor for special projects at Bon Appetit. Julia, thanks a lot.
Thank you.